Well, when we talk about kind of where we're at right now, there's no band, very few bands as big as what Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway are doing right now. It's pretty unbelievable. Two Grammys in a row, right, for Best Bluegrass Album. And Kyle is a newly minted Grammy winner, which is so great. But for those of you out there that might not know, before Kyle was with Molly Tuttle, he was not only a member, but part of the school that is the late, great Jeff Austin band. And in my opinion, one of the icons of where we're at right now. So if you want to chat Kyle, kind of what you see, you're in the thick of it. You are in the thick of one of the hottest bands in bluegrass right now. Arguably, maybe one of the best bands in my opinion. But what do you see, and where are we?
Oh man, well,
loaded question. I apologize.
Yeah, shucks. That's a. First of all, thank you. It's very humbling to hear you all just say all that. Where are we at? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think you know, there's the constant the push and pull of the boundaries within bluegrass music, you know, and what people think are. There's the traditional side where you're going to be more reserved and quiet and sitting in your lawn chairs, and then there's the party shows that are huge and loud and light shows and all that stuff. And like Drew was saying, there's bands. The scene has room for both, and even more specifically, like one band can be both of those things, you know. And that's a cool. I think the more those boundaries get pushed. You know, you widen the door, you widen the gate, more people come to the show, more people that you bring in with the fancy lights and the loud flashy stuff, the fireworks and stuff. Those people then walk out being like, well, what is, you know, they get some sort of bridge over to Bill Monroe and to the Stanley Brothers and to, you know, Red Allen and to the Osborne Brothers and all these guys. The bigger the audience, the better it is for all of us. You know, rising tide floats all boats, or whatever, as they say. You know, for me, it's really cool being on the side of it that's filling up big rooms of people coming to see this music. You know, it's a cool thing, and I think about like these dudes sort of talking about their stories and their paths, and I'm like, you know, I was a metalhead kid in punk rock bands and stuff, and playing like shreddy fast electric guitar, which is why the banjo appealed to me, you know, because of the burning fast high energy stuff. But then I got turned on to the Grateful Dead and to bluegrass music sort of all around the same time. I was about 16 years old, and I can distinctly think of in 1 year of my life that I learned who everybody on this stage is and started listening to them all individually, you know, listening, going to see Leftover Salmon. Jim was putting out records with Ralph Stanley still at that time and doing those shows a lot. Pete's, you know, Hot Rise, Charles had just passed, so Hot Rise was not doing anything at the time, but there were still opportunities to see Pete, and then of course Ronnie playing with Dell. I saw y'all at Bonnaroo in 2004. It was like an iconic show. You're under the tent. It's a million degrees outside. Everyone's still got the suit and ties on, you know, and they were relentless. I mean, they were just not giving up on the music. It was awesome. And it's Bonnaroo, so the tent was full of hippies, you know. There was no semblance of it being some type of traditional bluegrass show. And Dell, and I was 18 years old, and Dell was up there just giving it to the people as though it didn't matter that they were hippies, you know. You could tell that he didn't care about that. He was happy about that, and it was that's a seminal thing for, you know, that like made me look at it and be like, okay, I can fit in here. There's a place for me here, you know. And then seeing bands like Salmon play, same kind of thing. I was like I'm this person. I grew up in Georgia, in North Georgia, and around bluegrass music, but I didn't have music in my family, and I didn't grow up playing that music. I mean, like I said, I was a metalhead, punk rocker, and then seeing Salmon made me say to myself, hey, this thing that I've fallen in love with, that when you just look at Earl and Stanley Brothers and all these cats, you know, and then you look at my, and then I look in the mirror and be like, where am I gonna, this the tie and the hat and the suit, where am I gonna fit in?
We love you for it, Kyle. World? We love you,
yeah.
Buddy.
But then guys like Salmon and the Yonder Mountain String Band made it clear to me, and Hot Rise made it clear to me, like, oh, there is a place for me to fit in, you know? And that was 20 years ago. So.
And I will say to that point, you know, Bill Monroe always wanted his music to expand, whether he said it or not. He always said that it's a big tent and everyone's welcome. And there's folks like Kyle, where he comes from more of that bluegrass punk side, or a punk metal kind of thing, which Andy Hall also did too. And so is Billy. Billy was a metalhead at the same time, but. There's that thing where it's always been a welcoming, inclusive thing, which I think kind of is a juxtaposition where sometimes the purists kind of lose that thought, that it's all about, you know, we got a tent, come on in. So
yeah,
I have a lot of solidarity with that statement because I came through the Grateful Dead portal. So now, in terms of when we talk about crossover appeal, people that jump the fence, there is nobody better, in my opinion, than Jim Lauderdale when it comes to jumping the fence.